Jesus is speaking to the crowd, and he says to them, I have good news for you. You who have been created by God are loved and forgiven. All of you are loved and forgiven. You'd think people would be happy about that. But it says the people became furious. They were filled with fury. Why would the people have reacted that way to the news that they had been given the gift of eternal life? Why would we react that way? Well, I think there are two basic reasons. Jesus is saying to them, I have come to set free prisoners, those who are blind, to bring the good news to you. You have been blind to the good news, to accepting it and believing it. And they reacted to that because they wanted to be told that God loved them because they were so good. We want to be told the same thing. God loves you because you're so good. But it's not true. God loves you because God loves. It's not based on our merit, or most of us wouldn't even be able to count on the gift of salvation. So the good news is that despite the mistakes we make, we are going to be saved, and we are going to be in God's love for all eternity. The second part of the message that made people furious is that Jesus says everyone is offered this gift. They wanted to be offered the gift, but they didn't want you to get it, or you to get it. They felt they were better than you. So they rise up in anger against Jesus, and this continues to the point where they eventually crucify him. The only man in the history of the world who has lived never doing one thing wrong, they still got furious at him. And I think we have to learn from that we have that tendency within us. We like to find fault. We like to see what we think is wrong. Mark Twain said, it's not what we don't know that causes trouble. It's what we think we know for sure that causes us trouble, because it's usually wrong. And I think our gospel today is a great testimony to that truth. We begin our first reading, and Jeremiah says, you were formed by God, created in his image. That's a good thing to hear. Paul says to us, God loves you, and here's what his love looks like. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love doesn't brood over injuries. It's not rude. It's not self-seeking. And we are asked to receive that gift of that kind of love and also to imitate that kind of love in our living. And that means we have to stretch ourselves to be able to say, I don't look at people and decide if the things they do are right or wrong. I accept that they are created by God in his image, and I love that. I love that truth. I love the reality that God extends the gift of forgiveness to every single person. We can do that, or we can get furious that people we don't think deserve it will be invited to heaven. We can get furious that the fact is we're not told how wonderful we are. We're told how much we are in the need of the gift that Jesus has to offer to us. My brothers and sisters, we come here this morning to hear this same good news. You are forgiven and loved. And all you need to do is allow that that's true for everyone. But if that's hard for you, if the idea that everyone gets to go to heaven is too much for you to bear, then you'll reject the message and reject Christ and stand in the crowd that says, crucify him. Get rid of this person. You'll reform the message of God to be what you want it to be. That it's okay for you to get angry. It's okay for you to hurt people. But that isn't the way it really is. We are invited to accept a different way of living, knowing that we are saved and given the gift of God's love, and we no longer have need for those things that divide us or separate us. Jesus stands before the crowd and says, "I don't feel sorry for you. I know you have made mistakes. You've been blind. You've been locked into your own prisons. You've been in need of good news, and now I'm here to tell you God has always loved you since the beginning of time. But if you want a God of judgment, a God who's going to punish, then you can turn God into that idol, but it doesn't make it true. What is true is that we come to celebrate in sacrament that God has welcomed us into his love, has given us this great good news as a gift for us to be able to celebrate and live in our daily lives. So that as we leave here, we commit ourselves to say, just as God has loved me in a patient and kind way, I will love others in a patient and kind way. All of our turning against one another, all of our judging and criticizing other people has not improved our situation one iota. Nobody says to you, thank you for being so hard on me, for criticizing me all the time, for telling me how bad I am. It really helped me. Nobody feels that way. But we all feel it would be nice if people would be kind to us, would treat us with kindness and patience. That's what God does for us, and that's what we are asked to do for one another. So in song and prayer and in communion with each other and God, let us celebrate the great gift that's offered to us this day, that we may truly believe in the unity that is ours as people loved by God, and we may accept that gift and make it important in the living of our lives, that others may also come to know that we follow Christ and live as he did.